This is Danielle Yawowiecka with the BBC News. Hello. Sudan's military chief, General Abdel Fattah al-Burhan, says the army has withdrawn from its last western stronghold of al-Fasher to prevent the city's destruction as the paramilitary rapid support forces consolidate their control. The RSF have denied accusations they were killing civilians. David Bamford reports.
The withdrawal of the Sudanese army from al-Fasher after an 18-month siege marks a pivotal escalation in Sudan's civil war. Its fall to the rapid support forces completes the paramilitary's control over the Darfur region. It entrenches a geographical split of Sudan, with the government army dominant in the north, centre and east, including Khartoum, and the RSF occupying the west and south. UN experts fear that the RSF will target ethnic non-Arab groups, echoing the atrocities three decades ago of the Janjaweed militia, the RSF's predecessors.
After his election for a controversial eighth term, Cameroon's 92-year-old president has promised to restore unity and prosperity to the country. Paul Biya has been in power for the past 42 years and is the world's oldest head of state. The main opposition candidate condemned the official results in an election marred by violence. Jamaica is bracing itself for the arrival of Hurricane Melissa, which has intensified into a Category 5 storm. It's expected to make direct landfall on the Caribbean island in the early hours of Tuesday morning, the first time a hurricane has done so in more than 35 years. With winds of nearly 300 kilometres an hour, meteorologists are warning Melissa's slow pace means it's set to dump torrential rain on areas for longer. Dana Morris-Dixon is the Minister of Information.
Most persons have done the preparatory work, but there are some that we do need to evacuate persons, especially along the coast and who are in flood-prone areas, because the storm is going to be catastrophic in parts. And so we're going to have record rainfall and the wind is so strong.
Israel says it's received a coffin which Hamas claims contains the body of another hostage held in Gaza. The Palestinian group says it's committed to the ceasefire deal, but that it needs help to find remains buried under the rubble left by 2 years of war. There are 12 remaining dead hostages in the territory. Google has unveiled plans to restart a mothballed nuclear power plant in the US state of Iowa to power the company's artificial intelligence infrastructure. The tech giant will buy the energy produced by the facility, which went offline 5 years ago. The deal is the latest in a series of big tech investments in nuclear energy to meet AI-driven power demands. By the end of the decade, AI requirements are expected to use up a tenth of available US power. You're listening to the World News from the BBC. Lawyers for the former Brazilian president Jair Bolsonaro have filed an appeal against his 27-year prison sentence for staging a failed coup attempt after he lost the elections in 2022. His lawyers argue there were ambiguities, omissions and contradictions in the Supreme Court decision that found him guilty of trying to oust his left-wing rival, President Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva. Britain's King Charles has been heckled by a member of the public, demanding he reveal how much he knew and when about his brother's relationship with Jeffrey Epstein. Prince Andrew has been forced to withdraw from public life because of his friendship with the late paedophile. Paul Moss reports.
The king was greeting well-wishers, most of them apparently delighted to see the monarch. But then one member of the crowd yelled out a question. How long have you known about Andrew and Epstein, he asked. And also, have you asked the police to cover up for Andrew? The heckler was himself then abused by the crowd, while the king simply turned away. But presumably aware that it's not only one man who thinks there are still questions to be answered about Andrew, Epstein, and who knew what and when.
Kenya's foreign ministry has warned its citizens are being tricked into fighting for Russia, with many still detained in military camps. Last month saw police raid a building on the outskirts of the capital, Nairobi, where 20 men were being held, reportedly having been offered jobs in Russia. The foreign ministry statement said it had held meetings with Russian officials in an effort to secure the release of those who'd already been recruited. New research suggests a lengthy walk once a day is better for the heart than lots of short strolls, especially for those who don't exercise much. The study said walking for at least 15 minutes was ideal. That's about 1,500 steps. The research studied 30,000 older British adults, tracking their health over 8 years. BBC News.